וידבר משה אל ראשי המטויס לבני ישראל לאמר דחסם סויפה סד. Sometimes you have to speak to the Rosh HaMatos. He was talking in a time when, let's say, the Rosh HaKahal weren't exactly the ones that were Makubo. And he was saying, after Rosh HaMatos Oichet, it's Lo Yachal Dvoroi. I'm all you have by a politician, let's say, he's Mavtiach. He wasn't Mavtiach that he's going to be Makayim. Shteito Azog to the Rosh HaMatos, Lo Yachal Dvoroi. They should have to keep what they're saying. Me'idach here, so when it's talking about when it's the richtige Rosh HaMatos of Bnei Yisrael, Oich, Dr. Chassam Soifer, in the under art, but he says a verse, whatever the Rosh HaMatos of Bnei Yisrael say, Zeh HaDover HaShasiva Hashem, Dos is Zash Torah, if the Rosh HaMatos say something, it's Kilo, Dos is Dos, the Chvasita Kachal Asher Yerucha. Zeh HaDover HaShasiva Hashem, Rashi brings down over here, Kol HaNeviim, we're nisnabe with koyamar Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu also koyamar Hashem. Moshe faleim Moshe that he says the lashon of ze hadover. This is where it's mudgash to nechuda that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is bas baklari on the era, that it's beze hadover that he sees with a klorkeit. Be'emes when Aaron and Miriam are having a shakel with Atariah that they're also on the same adrega as Moshe, the lashon is. Miriam says, "V'chi ach v'rak b'Moshe diber Hashem, haloigam bonu diber." She mistakenly thought that the same way by Moshe Rabbeinu the Madrega was that it was shchinim b'toich groinim b'Moshe gam bonu diber. But the emphasis it wasn't by Moshe Rabbeinu it was taka b'Moshe it was pel pe. By Miriam it was by the under and Shar Nevi'im it was the lower Madrega of koyam Hashem. There's a machloikis. When did Moshe Rabbeinu get this dargas nevuah of Zeh HaDover? We see here by the Besura of Makas Bechoyres, it was still Koyam Arashem. When did Moshe Rabbeinu get the Darga of Zeh HaDover? There's a Machloikis in the Achroinim, if that was already by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu was already on the Madrega of Asbaklari HaMeiru, or only by Matan Torah. The Ganze Tumul Vengde. Lo Yachal Dvoroi, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Livnei Yisroel, Lo Yachal Dvoroi, there's a Toysis in Nazir that brings down, and Afsamach Alice, that nevuah toich dvarav, that there's no bal yachal by a goy. Only by a yid is there bal yachal dvarav. The emes is not toshet, there's a big arichas in the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud, whether a goy has the inyan of bal yachal dvarav. We know there was a shakel of Atariya between Yosef Atzadik and Paroi, whether Yosef tells Paroi that he has to go up to Mitzrayim, up to Eretz Canaan. Paroi says, you could be shoyel on your shvuah. So Yosef says, maybe I could be shoyel on my shvuah to you also. You see a shakel of Atariya by a benoyah, by Paroi, if there's also a chiyuv of keeping a shvuah. Now the emes is, we know that everything about Matan Torah, we always say a lashon is mushba v'oymid Mer Sinai. The whole musig of Matan Torah is the musig of mushba v'oymid. So there's a gevaldik evart from the haflah, the ponim yofis. The pasuk says over here, Zeh HaDover HaShasiv HaShem. The emes, this parasha of Nedarim shvuah, this is the ain't gezach. Zeh HaDover HaShasiv HaShem. Everything else, the other tariyav mitzvahs, why are we mechuyev to keep the mitzvahs? Because mushba v'oymid. Even if a person makes a shvuah l'avra l'mitzvah, it's not chal. Mushba v'oymid Mer Sinai. So what's the one thing that's the basis for everything? Zeh HaDover HaShasiv HaShem, that there's a bear of a shvuah. If there's a bear of a shvuah, then we're mechuyev in all the mitzvahs because of mushba v'oymid. But the basis of everything, the whole mussar of mushba v'oymid, is Zeh HaDover HaShasiv HaShem. Me'idach Gisa, so in the Shem Yishmuel, he tells, you know, the Pasuk is telling Evek, the Etzim, Zeh HaDover, the Parsha of Shvuah. But if you go through the Psukim, the details that are being discussed now is not the Etzim din of Shvuah, but rather the way you're Matir in Neder. Haforas Nedorim, Hatoras Nedorim. This is not the Etzim Parsha of Nedorim. L'chayr Evok Kiven, Gepas, Davra, Roshi, Amatois, the Etzim din of Neder. So he says like this, the Shem Yishmuel, Be'emes Etzach Chiddush, the Musik of Neder, L'chayr Evok Toysis. The emes is, there's tariyag mitzvahs, and it's not nitl nishtanis. What's the musig of a person is moises, it's a shtik about toises, the musig of a neder. The teretz is, he says, the bal to neder is possible to be hutar al yidei chacham, so it's not so kavua, and that's the hakdom, the davar al roshi amata, is that there's a musig from over here that the chacham could be matar a neder, that's the hakdom to parsha of nedor. Oy bazoi, it's megul that there should be a parsha of nedor. Volt is given a matar that it wasn't shayach to be matar it. It would have to be goyvel on Baal Tosis. Then the Gemara in the Dorim has an arichus. whether it's toiv asher tidor or it's better not to be noider. The Gemara bases it on the pasuk. And the whole Nashak of Atari, if a nether is Gora Maila, or it's not a Maila, the Hemshech HaParsha brings right after Nedarim is the Indian of Melchemes Midian. The Gemara says, we learn that from there, that the Shas Melchoma, a person is supposed to be Noider, there's a Musik, a person is supposed to be Noider, for his Chaskus, the Shas Melchoma. But the Etzim Shai, if a nether is a Maila or it's a Chesorin, I saw interesting. You know, David Feinstein has a sefer where he says Ramazan from different words. He says the word neder itself, the letters of neder, if you makayim a neder, it's good for shteitzach. And if you're not makayim, that's when the Gemara says neder is no good. But it's all nirmaz in the word neder. A neder, if you makayim it, you can spell it out with the letters nerd. Nerd is like a lashon of a besumen, is nerd, is a kind of a boysim. But on the other hand, if it's chas v'shalom not, then it's nerid, you have a yurida. The neder gufa, depending if you makayim or not, will say where it's going to lead you. We learn that from over here that there's a musig of that there is a musig of she'elo on a nether. You could be shoyel by a chocham, hataras chocham. The emes is a musig of hataras nedorim by a lot of different inyonim, not just the nether. By kochim, there's a whole musig of she'elos nedorim. Even by nazir, there's a ganze sugya machlokes b'sham beis hillel. I still brought down there's a nidden by Kabbalah Shabbos. If a person's Makabal Shabbos early, then it's not Poshet. It might be, you're talking, there's a musig of making a Taurus Nadarm. We were handling, it was Negea in Andor, we were handling a Sugya. If a person is, it's late Friday afternoon and the only moil available, it's a Mila of Yom HaShmini, the only moil available is already Makabal Shabbos. So there's a whole issue. If someone wanted to say, it's Mila Bizmana, Mila Bizmana is Deutsche Shabbos. And he said, no, Mila Bizmana is Deutsche Shabbos when it's a Shabbos Dikke Mila. This is a Friday Mila with a moil with Makabal Shabbos. Among the eight of love, let him be master neder. Shoyel on. There's a musik if you can be shoyel on. And I saw brought down in Achroinim. I'm all behandled in Kedushin. It's Gor Grois the Kedushin. Over the Tzuchgeret Ashmuz in Gedele Achroinim. If a person can be shoyel, you know, there's a shoyel behektish. Machleik is also. Machleik is Hashem Bittil. Ye shayla behektish. Should there be shayla on a Kedushin? Kedushin is Asra Kuli Alma kehektish. Would there be shayla on a Kedushin? Could a person be shoyel? Fashtetich. Noch the Ganze Shmuz. A Mishnah in Kedushin that Bey did us. The Koines atma v'shnei drachim v'geti v'mitzvah sabal shteinish she'ela v'kedushin daf mitzvah havos mish sitzah mol gereta atum v'gedem av ravada shver to gloi v'des hatorah on a kedushin on hektish yeh of a kedushin v'chayrus v'mishn on daf beiz v'kedushin daf mish. The chinuch over here brings down on the din of lo yachal dvoroi interessant and meister. The chinuch brings down you don't get malchus for being over lo yachal dvoroi because it's a lav she'ein by meister. As I bring the chinuch, ain't loikin, because it's a lav she'ein be ma'isa. And the emet is a pella, the menachas chinuch stel, and the hagoyis from the Mishpul HaMelech, you do on the chinuch, the hagoyis from the Mishpul HaMelech also, they both bring another achroinim ask it also, why is it a lav she'ein be ma'isa? A person made a neder that he asked her to kikar. Fashtetach, you do a neder, it's a chetza, shvu, it's a shagavra, we're not going to that yet. Over, you ask her up a kikar, if you go and eat the kikar, so the ma'isa you were over. You were over by eating the kikar. Ain't lacha ma'isa, God will be there. What's the type that lo yachal dvorai is a lav she'ein boi ma'isa? It's very shver, what's main techinuch? There is one disharade that the yisoid of the aveir of lo yachal dvorai is not so much the actual pu'ul of eating the kikar, but it's for the chilul dvorai. And there's a lot of maskeminis in them, it's nishfayet, but there's a yisoid in the dorm that the yisoid of lo yachal dvorai is the chilul dvorai. Ich klarech meisis, if it's a zog, you have to be shoykel if it's true. The chilul dvorim is ein by ma'isa. The pu'ul of eating the kikar is a ma'isa. Over the chilul dvorim is ein by ma'isa. But I'm not, and it's borrowed by me. I saw brought down during the Hagoyis by the Minchas Chinuch, they bring it, Pshat from the Maram Shik. He says, Be'emes, the Pasuk says, lo yachul dvoroi, and Chazal Darshan, who ein ein meichul dvoroi? Aval acherim meichul unloi. How? Al yidei that you go to a chacham, and you're supposed to be shoyled by the chacham. Kum techoyt, that Be'emes, whenever you have a neder, what you're supposed to do is go be shoyled by the chacham, and then you can take it to kikar. What were you oivrim when you didn't? Not asking the chacham. Zok the Maram Shik, that's ein boi maisa. The ein boi maisa is nishke fresh the chacham. It's not the word we said before. We said under or something. But the Maram Shik is saying that what you're supposed to do by neder is lo yachal dvari aval acher moichel loy. You didn't go do that. That's a lav she ein boi maisa. The nish freg in the chacham. The nish freg in the chacham is a lav she ein boi maisa. Shtei kechol ayoyim yipiv yase. The Gemara brings down the Durm, Tavches, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Minayim Shenesh Boyin Lekayim, it's a mitzvah Shenemer, it brings a pasuk, Nishbati v'akayei malishmar mishpati kechad, over the Melech says. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean a person is going to be nishbati v'makayim mitzvah? He's nishba that he's going to get up early and put on tefillin and do mitzvahs. And v'aseit minayin v'nishboi l'kayim mitzvah. Fresh the Gemara. V'alei mushba v'oimid mar sinai. So what's the chal? Zot the Gemara l'zruzei nafshe. Agan to machloikis rishoyin and v'os main the Gemara da l'zruzei nafshe. The rush over there learned because when it's mushba va'oymed, it's still a little bit of the shvuah chal, maybe not the full korban and mal and oynish, but maybe epis something is chal. Again, to machloikas rishayim. Over asach rishayim, I'm learning that by mushba va'oymed, nothing is chal. So what does it mean it's lezruzei nafshe? So there's a beautiful mahalach from the Steitler, Eichet and Birchas Peretir, Eichet in Kilos Yaakov over there in the Dorim. He says a lot of times a person is mesupik about if he has to do a certain mitzvah. The atas hayetzer is that he starts convincing him that he has a reason why he shouldn't be doing this mitzvah. He has to make a zachesh when he has to go to sleep early, he has to do this, al sachonis, because tomorrow it's going to be a gansach, and they don't have to use the Olam's imagination, what a person can read the chayim, that he has to do azoy and azoy and azoy, and pum, that's rotan haboyre. You know, a lot of times he's not convinced. So shteit on eitzah, you should be nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah. So now I'm a monoshach. A person is nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah. Azoy is going to start reading the chayim, this mitzvah I don't have to do. I have to go and do zman morgan avroma, this fakir, this kedai for me to sleep late, because afterwards I'm going to be dealing with a shemaitu, a kibir av, and a benad machaber, it's going to be a holy chef. Minayin she nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah. So what are you saying? The shavu is not chal, because ain nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah. You're going to have a stickle tire, l'shitascha yipater, l'shitascha yipater, and the shvu is chal. The whole reason the shvu is not chal is because ain't nishbon l'kayim is a mitzvah. But if you make the shvu, so then the shvu, l'shitascha, that you read in the chayim, that you don't mechoyah for kol minei, hey, bikshu cheshboin is rabin, and then the shvu is chal. Zot the Gemara, l'zruzei nafshe. That's what a disciple wants to learn up shana the Gemara, l'zruzei nafshe, the shvu is mezaris. The emes is, there's another mahalach, that a shavu is nazaris, a mayor the kechidish, or a shavu is nazaris. Even if you learn and you're a lamed, you understand that einish boyim lekayim as a mitzvah, mushba boyim mar sinai. The shavu is not chal klal. Over a shavu is nazaris. The mitzvah of a shavu sacha kol. You have to realize this. You're saying based on shame Hashem. That's what shavu. The shavu is b'shem. The type of a shavu, the ksura is azoyni is emes that a kodesh baruch hu is emes. It's also emes that I'm going to eat this kikor, that I didn't eat the kikor, that I won't eat the kikor. Whatever he's saying the shavu on, you're being ma'amesit klafei a kodesh baruch. That's what means a shavua. Shavua b'ashem. K'moyshu hu emes shakodesh baruch hu kayim. Kachu emes shaloy achalti yokein achalti yasakika. Or shaloy achalti shaloy e'echol yasakika. That's the type of a shavua. You're ma'amesit l'shem Hashem. The whole, we said before, the whole Torah is there. Dover Hashem Siva Hashem. The whole Kabbalah of the Torah is mushba v'oymi from that bear of shavua. So vice versa, it's be'etzem, it's chomer on a person in of shavua. So ulai, a pshat in the Gemara, what does it mean, nishboi l'kayim et ha-mitzvah, I ain mushba v'oymi mar sinai, and a lot of Rishonim, nothing is tal. So we said already, Mahalcham, over Eshet Osalein, Yechal Mishchal, a Shavu is Mizar is Nafshah, it's not Chal. Over it's a Metzias, that in Yonim of Shavu and Nidor and Nishchomer Be'inshi, and that itself would be Mizar. A Tzushtel, it's a Maisa, the Santa Maisa, there's a Lesaber, it's a Hoizan, it's an Inyan. There was a Maisa once, a person was Choyza B'tshuva, Choloinian, he was Choyza B'tshuva, and he started speaking in Kabbal Shabbat and Torah Mitzvah, and his brother, he wanted to try to be Makar of his brother. He invited him for a Shabbos. And he invited him. And the brother Taka was also a spoke from the Muslim, was this night, a Shabbos. And he invited him two times. And he told the brother the third week he wanted to come. The brother said, no, Echav Moira. Echav Moira, dry mo, Lashon Azevi Aneder. Dos Hashem, too fill. He's scared. The brother, the Chalim. Shashon Ashalos and Aneder, the dry mo. This was too much for him. This Musagim as Chomer Le Shvua. Chomer Le Shvua. Faran Azam Muslim. Ki Yadua Bi Yisoy, it's Cholok Aneder from a Shvua. That a neder is chal on the chetza, that the chetza is osur, and a shavua is on the gabra. And yesh b'zeh harbe nafkaminis b'ktsara, and there's a sugi in the dorm called hatfasa, that you can be matzis one neder to another neder, there's only hatfasa in a neder, not on a shavua, because the shavua is not on the chetza. Also, a neder can't be chal on a dover she'en by mamish, because a neder is only on chal on a chetza. And also, there's a whole arichas of gemara in the dorm of Tezayim, that a neder is chal even on a dvar mitzvah, a shavua not. A person is nishba that he's not going to be noita lulav. The shavu is not chal, he's mechuyev to be noita lulav. But if a person makes a neder, and he asters that lulav, he asters the matzah, he asters the chesed shel mitzvah, the neder is chal, and the gemara is not, but because on the chesed it's chal. On the gavra, what you're saying, you're not going to be noita lulav, you already mushba, I mean, mehasina, you are going to. But if you make a neder on the chesed, first the neder is chal on the chesed, as I state in the gemara, in the Dorim Vachet Zayin. Fregen alle Rishonim, Shayim Achan Ortim, and the Sugi, the Chinuch also has to, Naniach that it's true, that the Chesed of the Neder is Chal, on the Lulav, on the Esrog, on the Matzah, the Chesed of Shal Mitzvah was Neser, and Meila you can't do the Mitzvah. Fregen the Rishonim, what did that essay, Doichu Lois essay? Why don't you say, after the Hanoch is true, that the Neder is Chal, Shmuel was not Chal, but even after the Hanoch, that the Neder is Chal, why don't you have essay doicha loisa say? So there's one mahalach in the Rishonim that you don't say essay doicha loisa say because the neder has loisa say ve essay, because by neder you have loyachal dvorah, you also have kachol ayotim mitiv yaseh, and ain't essay doicha loisa say ve essay. That's one mahalach in the Rishonim. Another mahalach in the Rishonim is that no, that without this hanok of essay ve loisa say, nor the etzem, an essay of a gabra is not doicha the loisa say of a chepta. The etzem vort that the etzem iser is chal and a chepta. You don't say essay doicha loisa say klapi a chepta. This has a lot of hashlochas to talk a grace to sugi nedarim over shara fanander time. The pasuk says kechol hayoyfi mipiv yaseh. The chidor brings down the shem Reb Chaim Vital. Kechol hayoyfi mipiv yaseh. Everything that comes out of your mouth creates a malach. Yaseh, it creates. It's an asiya. Every dibur of a person makes a malach. If it's a dibur toy, toyra, mitzvahs, tefillah. Then it's yaseh malach toy. It's chas v'sholem. If it's a dibur ra, it also is oisit. Makes them a malach chavol. Vaisoyt is no parav. He doesn't say that there's a parav of matzah. A dibur toy is oisit and a dibur ra is kachol hayoyti mitiv yaseh. Alf vos mezokt. And I don't know if there's in between madrega. Either it's dvorim shel kedusha, dvorim shel tam, dvorim shel tzoyrich, whatever the tzoyrich is, or not, or chas v'sholem not. There's a pasuk v'nishmarta mikol dovar ra. The Zohar touches up, and the Shmarta we call Dibura. But that also, you see from here, the Choymer of Koyach HaPeh. Well, the Beit HaMikdash of Sinas Chinam, but the Koyach HaPeh, Kechol HaYoyti, Mipid Yaseh, everything that comes out of your mouth is an Asiya, creates a Malach, in Mutoiv, in Lamutov, Kechol HaYoyti, Mipid Yaseh, and the Shmarta we call Dovaro. The Shmarta we call Dovaro. It says the Baal is made for the Isha, but then the pasuk says Lois Vashem Yislach Lo. The Gemara says in Nodir that Chav Gimel, an Isha that her husband was made for her the nether, and she didn't know that the husband was made for. The evidence is the husband was made for, so it was mutter, but she didn't know, and she ate the kikar that she was neither on. She needs a kapara. Vashem Yislach Lo, even though the emes yoredarkei that there was nothing wrong, the husband was mefer. Ober v'Hashem yisach v'Hashem yisach kapor. Even shaloi bechavon. Hagam the emes l'bavon. The Gemara says mefurish. Okay, the Gemara spells two on that. The Gemara says, Omer Avakiva, ma mishen eskavon lechol b'sar chazir ve'olse b'yodi v'osar tleh. Tzorech kapor. You see from over here that if a person is eskavon to eat chazir, in the end he was oichol b'osar tleh, but he was eskavon to eat chazir, he needs a kapor. Hagam, machshav ro ein hakodesh baruch hu mitzar for the ma'aseh. I say that's only if you didn't do a ma'aseh. But if you did a ma'aseh, granted it was achilas kleh, but the machshav was that you think you're eating chazir. She thought she's being nichshal on the nether. Tzorach kapor, Hashem yisplachu. If you do it, the famous kasha on the orachayim hakodesh and parshas vayechi, dorten the gerevig and barichas, I will say just the etzem kasha and the vistam of the emperor of the kasha. The orachayim hakodesh says when the brothers, the achay Yosef, are having a shakar v'tari with Yosef, and Yosef tells them, Atem chashavtem alai ro. You had a bad machshava when you sent me down. Obrelikim chashava l'toyv. The emes is it turned out for good. The Arachayim gives a moshul. He says it's doyma that if a person wanted to give his friend poison, and he wanted to kill him with poison, and he gave him a kois yayin, so it's mizbar in the end that it wasn't poison, it was yayin. So nothing happened. Pshita she'ein and sorach kapor klal afilu b'day shamayim. So the same thing over here. You had bad machshava, but the emes is nothing bad happened. You wanted to poison me, but in the end you gave me a kois yayin. Nothing bad happened. Here is the pellets, mamish, on his gavon lechel basa chazir, basa biyosi, basa tle. Asach, the rest of them, the ksara, one heresy said, Abishaita, is that maybe there's a chiluk between ben adam lemokam and ben adam lechaveira. In ben adam lechaveira, it's totally in the taitso. If the taitso was that he had a kois yayin and he didn't have any poison, any tzaras kapor, by ben adam lemokam, next year it's Andish, by a macholos asuris. We can't talk, and under a tzaras, it's an orthodox tzaras, but it's hadgosh, interestanta, or a chayim zoshin is, Shita she'eni tzorach kapor, afilu b'day shamayim. Avzem zot the Gemara, v'Hashem yislach lo, she'tzorach kapor. You do it like a kasha on the Arachayim Kodesh. The answer after the parsha of the Dorm, you have the parsha, the Eibush that tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Nikoyim nikmas b'nei Yisroel me'etam idyonim, First take the comma and then you'll be nifter. There's a verse from Avyanis and Aydishit. What's the connection? Taking the comma from the minyanim, then you'll be nifter. So he says, a pilpul, Avyanis and Aydishit. The Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, the Flamit head, Shaul hai nino la'abin Gamliel, a certain Apikairis, a min, came to Rabbi Gamliel, and he said, Elekechem koin, the Abister is Dacha koin. When he was Kaiver Moshe Rabbeinu, we know the Abister was Kaiver Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Kaiver Moshe Rabbeinu, how was he Toivel afterwards? B'mayim, it says, Mimodad B'shali Mayim, El Mayim was B'esh. And how do you know that this is Musik of Tefillah B'esh? Because there's a Pasuk Kolash Lo Yovei B'esh Taviru B'mayim. So you see, Esh is even better than Mayim. So the Abister was Toivel B'esh. Zokta, B'esh and Aibish, I've asked B'shali, where is this din of Kolash Lo Yovei B'esh Taviru B'mayim? After Melchemes Midian is where it teaches you about how Golas Kalim and Achshar has this parsha. So that's what it's saying. Nikoy Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meisam Edyonim. When Betzayin Di parsha that you'll teach us about Tevila B'mayim Uveish. And then Teyosef Alamecha. Afterwards, the Eibister will be able to take you and be Koyver you. Until then, you'll have the Shail of the Min. How can I call this Baruch Hu be Koyver Moshe Rabbeinu? Only because he's a Koy. Only after the parsha of Midian where it's Nischadish Tevila B'eish, then it's able to be. Akupanim, they start a Mulchom over here, connected to Midyonim. Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. Rashi says, Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. Fregin the Mepharshim, if it's L'Rabbi Shevet Levi, so then what does it mean by Yimashru, Shnei Masur Elef? It's 13,000. Avada Menashe and Ephraim are separate, L'Chaira. And now you're telling me L'Rabbi Shevet Levi, so there's 13,000, Vashem ain't 12,000. So the Mepharshim talk about it, there's a Mahalach from the Bartanura. He explains, he said, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vayimosru. Vayimosru, Rashi says they were forced over. Because they were really upset because they knew that Mises Moshe Rabbeinu was Tali Vadover, and they didn't want to go. Because they knew that after this Mochemes Midian, that by Mises Moshe Rabbeinu. So it had to be Vayimosru. Zok, the Bartanura, Shevet Levi is different. By Shevet Levi, the Pasuk says, Ha'oimer lo'ovavu le'imoy lo'y re'isiv es echov lo'hikir, Shevet Levi, by the Chete Egel afterwards, when they were Lo'ichem, they machanish kinchashbonis. So Shevet Levi, even though they knew Mises Moshe Tuli Bedavar, it didn't require Vayimosru. That's the tchun of Shevet Levi, Mesiris Nefesh Adasoit, in spite of the fact that they know Mises Moshe Tuli Bedavar. So Avada Elef Lamata is the Rabbi Shevet Levi. And there were taka 13,000 chayolim in the Mulchama. Over Vayimosru was only Shnei Masur Elef. Rashi connects that Vayimosru, they were forced, was only 12,000. Shevet Levi went the Mesiris Nefesh. It says Vayitzbu al Midyon, the Medrash brings over here, the Yalkut brings the Medrash. They surrounded them by four sides. Rav Nosson Oimer, no, they left one side open in order that they should be by Reach. So a lashon of a Medrash. So the Haflo in front of Yalkut, he says a very nice pshat. What's the machloek? If Bukhari should surround them on all four sides, what's the pshat to leave it open one side? So he says Be'emes was mixed over here. There was Midyonim and there was also Moyavim. And the emissar was a TV only to kill the Midyonim, not the Moyavim. Now, if they're going to be closing on all four sides, each one of them is a suffix if it's a Midyoni or a Moyavi. And even though it's Roiv Midyonim, of a Kol Kavua Kamech Tal Mechzadami. But that's why Rav Nosson says, no, they made a Ruach Raviyas Kadeshi Yivruchu, we had in the Sugya Natez, that the Pshadis on one corner was open, so they're able to go out separately. Call the Parish, Meruba Parish, then you were able to be Simech. And they killed all of them, you were able to be Simech. Als Roiv, you were able to be Simech, that each one is from Midyon. You have after the Mulchama, Zois, Chuka, Tatoira, Ashetziva Hashem, a whole parsha on the different Kalim, Kol Asher Yavi Bo'esh, Tavira Be'esh, V'chol Asher Lo Yavi Be'esh, Tavira B'moyim, against the parsha. The Ramban over here spells, why Dask over here by Mulchemes Midyon, are we learning the halachas of Hagolas Kalim, that they have to be kashering the Kalim. Earlier already there was Milchemes Sichoin Ba'oig. So why already Frechted Amban by Milchemes Sichoin Ba'oig wasn't there a Tzairus to teach you already about Agolas Kalim? As I Frechted Amban. Edvet Ramban, based on the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin brings a Pasuk in Parshas Vashanon. The Pasuk says in Vashanon, Uvati Meleim Koltuv, Asher Lani Leisa, the Gemara Darshan, there's a heter of Kodli B'Chaziri. B'Kitzer, what Kodli B'Chaziri means, the sugi and Chul and Daf Yizayin, that b'shas melchama everything is mutter. B'shas melchama that you can eat whatever you want. There's a heter afilu kadli b'chaziri. Zokter Ramban melchemes sichin va'oig was melchemes mitzvah of kibush sha'aretz, and therefore it has the din of kadli b'chaziri, and there was no tzairus to do agolas kelim. Over here, melchemes midian was a bezunder melchama of nekama. Over here, you didn't have the heter of kadli b'chaziri. Over here, it had to be neschadish the parsha of agolas kelim. Azoy zokter Ramban. Now the Achroyim ask, I think to Oynig Yontes, and other Achroyim, they ask on the Ramban, there's a big machloikis Ramban and Rambam, it's a lot of prat, and we'll go into one prat only. The gedorim of this heter of Kadli Dechaziri, it's not so poshut, when it applies. L'mashal, the Rambam learns that Kadli Dechaziri is only a heter for the actual chayolim, and only if it's mamish meirah, not stamazi, the heter you can eat it, only if they're mamish hungry. And kol minei pratim that the Ramban and Rambam argue. But one of the pratim that that's what negayos, the Rambam says mafurish that kadli dechaziri is mutter even avoy dezora, and the Ramban argues no on avoy dezora not. It's not matter avoy dezora. There is this gedorim when you matter the kadli dechaziri. Fretzach akasha, the Ramban himself holds that kadli dechaziri is not heter on avoy dezora. So what do you mean you don't have to teach me agolas kelim in the earlier parsha of sichin va'oig because you have a heter of kadli dechaziri? The Ramban himself holds that kadli dechaziri is not a heter legabe avoy dezora. So you should have to have already the parsha of Agolas Kelim earlier by Sichin Ba'oi Chos Legabe Macholas Legabe Etu Bliyas of Avoy Dezora. So I'm just not going to read nothing. Me'idah Gisel, like the Rambam, it's also shver. The Rambam says that the heter of Kadli Dechaziri is only on the Chayalim and only if it's raw, but otherwise not. Vaidah, like the Rambam also, it's back for the original Rambam's kasha. Why? Without the Teret. Why didn't it teach us the din of Agolas Kelim already earlier by Melchemes Sichin Ba'oi? The pasuk says the lashon over here. Kol dover asher loy asher yovi be'esh tabiru be'esh. State of avart. If a person did avera be'esh, if a person did avera be'slavis, the way to do the tikkun of tshuva is also to do it be'slavis. To do a hal gebak the tshuva is not the way to do it. If it was done be'slavis, the tikkun also. If it was yovi be'esh, it has to be tabiru be'esh. There's a verhetiv in Hilchas Masa. He brings down that when a person shvitzes, when he bakes the matzah, that's machaper, the zeya, the tircha, that a person is maziya by the matzah, that zeya is taka shoiver, the from chet. Kol asher yovei be'esh, taviru be'esh. That's a mahalach from Asiyas Tshuva. You have the whole parsha of God, b'nei Godim, b'nei Reuben, they want to get a chelik and Eivor Hayarden. I got the sugya, a bit of lines on them. First of all, we know that there's a difference. B'nai Ruvain L'Khara had a lot of mikne. Mikne Rav Hoyel of B'nai Ruvain. It says also, B'nai God, also more examines, I saw some achloikas achroinim. Whether, I saw from Rabbi Aaron Kotler, he learned up that B'nai God had more. B'nai God, also more. But on the other hand, I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings Fakir, that B'emes Ruvain had more mikne. B'nai God had a different reason, and B'emes Chazal bring it. B'nai God wanted to have a chelik in Eivor Hayar, because that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. And they dashed into the pasuk. The pasuk in Zoyis Habrocha, Vayar Reishis Loi Kishon Chelkas Mechoykek Sofon. Rashi brings over there in Zoyis Habrocha. They saw in the Bua that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried over there, and that's what they wanted to chelik. So it's up because of the two dinim. B'nei Reuven is nefshim more off the mikne. B'nei God is because of they wanted to have the chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a pshat from Vunami Prashishchai. He says it's nirmas already in the pasuk. Umikne Rav. B'nei God wanted to be kind of the mokum of their Rav of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mikne Rav. They wanted to have a kinyan. They wanted to have a chelik in where the kavura of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be. So that's a chelik of what's going on here. The shakel of Atarya. Whether they want some of the mikne, or because they want the chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be buried. There's a machlokes rishonim. There's a whole sugya in kedushin. The Gemara brings in kedushin that Moshe Rabbeinu made a tnai, and a chelik of the gedorim of tnai. We learn out mishpatei atnoyim has to be dumyos of bnei God, bnei Reuven, tnai kofel, heim koydim lelaf, tnai koydim lemaise, a tnai shef shalakaymoy. This ganze gedorim is called mishpatei atnoyim. A yam of a sugya. Medermonin or that the Gemara learns out a chelik of the gedorim of tnoyim. It learns that from this tonight of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. But Pashat Pshat, it's a great Pashat Pshat, Pashat Pshat on Gitab. What exactly was the Tanai? If they did or didn't do it? Mamish Al Kseh Amazleg, Mamish on Gitab, Rashi L'Choyra learns there in the Sugya, the Tanai was, if they'll do the Mulchama, if Bnei God will go to the Mulchama, then they'll get their Chalik in Eivor HaYarden. If they won't get to go to the Muhammad, then they'll get a chelik sai here and sai in Abraham. Sai in Eretz Yisrael and sai in Abraham. Titus learns differently. Titus learns that there was two shlavim to the Tanai. One chelik of the Tanai was that they have to be loichim barosh. Not enough that they go to the Muhammad. They have to be loichim barosh. If they're loichim barosh, they'll get their chelik. If they're not loichim barosh, then they'll get a chelik here and here. And if they don't go to Muhammad b'chlal, then they'll only get half of a chelik in Eber HaYarden. That's the machlokes Rashi to Taisha. But I never understood, I was trying to be Mavar the Indian, what would have been if not for the Bakosh of B'nei Gon and B'nei Ruvain? Eber HaYarden is also over here, a chelik somewhat of Eretz Yisrael. How would it have been the Chaluka? Viva and Obketail, the Chaluka, if not for the Bakosh of B'nei Gon and B'nei Ruvain. If you're talking, you have to learn up in the Sugya there, if you're talking, that I don't know, certain Shvot and Stam, we don't know which ones, Alpi the Goyer would have gotten the Eber HaYarden on a Bakasha. Or if you're talking the way it's Meduyik and the Tanai, according to Rashi, that every Shevet would have gotten Sai Echelik in here and Sai Echelik in Eber HaYarden. Esher would be, as I in the gate in Simarim, the gate in Dacha, there would be also a Echelik in Eber HaYarden. And also a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and all 12 Shvatim, if not for the Bakosha and Egon Reuven, would have had also a chelik here, also a chelik now. You have to know, if it's Oizgalim, the Gedorim, and the Sugi there, what would have been without the Tanai, Klape all the Shvatim, if the Taka would have been Azam Etzias, that all 12 Shvatim would be Gam Be'Eber HaYarden and Gam in the Iker Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's interesting to Maisa, besides B'nei Gad and B'nei Reuven, it says afterwards that it was also given to them Chetzi Shevet Menashe. What's this Maisa with Chetzi Shevet Menashe? So the Netziv explains, the Enesid was given to B'nei Gad and B'nei Reuven. Shevet Menashe didn't request, half of Shevet Menashe didn't request to be over here in Eber HaYarden. But they were loin Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was worried, because Baruch Hu wanted that there should be a Koyach HaTorah also on the Eber HaYarden. So Midnei, Mocher, Yordim, Chaykikim, they would have been a Torah. He sent Chetzi Shevet Menashe to be over there in Eber HaYarden. This comes down enough. Kamina Ladina, Halacha Lamaisa Lagavi Machloikas Tanoim. There's a Mishnah in Bikurim. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The Tanakhama says, you bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden. It's bringing places where you bring Bikurim. The Tanakhama says, you're allowed to bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says no. A may be in Bikurim Eber HaYarden. She'enay Eretz Zovas Cholo with Bosh. As I state in Mishnah, the Tanakhama says Eber HaYarden is regular Eretz Yisrael. You bring Bikurim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili argues you don't bring Bikurim because it's not Eretz Zovas Cholo with Bosh. That's a Mefurish Mishnah. In the Yerushalmi, in Bikurim, the Yerushalmi brings another reason why you shouldn't bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden. Another reason why not to bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden is because the pasuk says by Bikurim we say Eso Adom Asher Nosatoli, and we darshan Asher Nosatoli Veloishin Apalta La'atmacha. That's a chelik that the Eberster gave you, not that you requested it, you asked for it. And when they got him, they Reuben the asked for getting this chelik. So Eber HaYarden felt an Asher Nosatoli. So the Gemara says the Yerushalmi Omer Av Avin Chetzi Shevet Menashe Ikebeinayu, and that's an Afkimina Ladina. Can you bring Bikurim from the chelik of Eber HaYarden that belongs to Chetzi Shevet Menashe? Again, like the Tanakhama, glad you bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden. Like Rav Yossi Aglili, the reason you don't bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden is because it's not Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. Then Gans Eber HaYarden is not Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. But according to this new Tana in the Yerushalmi, that the reason you don't bring Bikurim from Eber HaYarden is because of Asher Nosatoli, V'loy Asher Nosatol HaAtmacha, Zok the Rav Avin in the Yerushalmi, must be there from Chetzi Shevet Menashe, you'll have to bring Bikurim. Now, a chelik of the Shakavataria between B'nei Gad and B'nei Reuven was that they said they have Mikna Rav and they want to bring they want to have Gidrois Tzoyin Nivnil and Miknenu Poi V'orim L'tapenu, and state that there was a tain on them that they first handled with the Tzoyin, with the Mominus, and only afterwards they worried about the Mishpach, about the Kindalach. And that was the tain on them. Gidrois Tzoyin Nivnil and Miknenu, and only afterwards Arum with the pain. It's Mavor that this was a tvi on them. Rashi means Chosim Hayu Al Mamoinim Yoisim Mibneim Sheikdiu Miknenu Tapam Amal Hemoisha Leikein Asu Iker Iker V'Tafel Tafel. And Moshe Rabbeinu changes it. Benu lachem orim l'tapchem. V'achar kach gizrei l'tzainchem. Shteta, there was a taina that the B'nai God had to gizok. First gizrei sign, and then l'tapenu. There's a tshuvas chasam soifer in Chesanta Maisa. There's a pizmoin that Klal Yisrael used to be noyik to say on Moitzu Yom Kippur, and now it's very nafot, it's very common. A lot of people have a minig, they say it every Moitzu Shabbos. Originally it was from Moitzu Yom Kippur, and now a lot of people after Havdolah say this pizmoin. And the pizmoin goes, there's a whole arichas, there's different shlavim, amabu ben koidush l'chol, chapesein hu yim chol, zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kachol v'chakichovim balayim. Now the girsa we say is zareinu v'chaspeinu. First zareinu, and then kaspeinu, which is zayim atim. We saw here in the parsha that it was the tiniest. You talk about your money before the zera. V'chayr it should be zareinu v'chaspeinu. Zot techasim soifer of a siznish tazot. The lashon of the seder over here is zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kachoil v'chakichovim balayim. Choil and kachovim balayim. You have two things. You have zera and keset. And you want both of them to be nisraba, like choil and like chichovim. L'chayr, if you're keeping in order, l'chayr, you want the zera to be like chichovim, and you want your kesef to be like choil. We don't want that the zera should be like choil. Choil is nidrit. L'chayr, you want the zareinu to be like chichovim, and the kaspeinu to be like choil. So you have to switch it around. You have to say kaspeinu v'zareinu. Yar v'kachoil v'chichovim. Pack it like the B'nai God. You have to know why. And don't be a chacham and switch it the other way. If you're keeping track of the pizmon, every stanza in this pizmon ends with balayla. So you're not going to switch it to zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kachachovim balayla v'kachol. Because the remshech ha-pizmon, the last word in every stanza has to be layla. Can you do it? So avadah zok techasam soifar l'choyre l'fid ha-tcheshben, in spite of the fact that over here was a shakavatari by b'nei God of b'nei Ruvain, l'choyre the seidah advarim shetaka bi. Kaspeinu v'zareinu yarve kachol v'kachavim b'alayla nahar nahar apostes. It was takazayin ala brachas. It was zayin takakik kachavim b'alayla. It was those things.